I'd like to warmly welcome everyone to this Wednesday gathering, a live teleconference prayer and gratitude meeting hosted by the Foundation for Prayerful Living and open to all. To hear previous healing messages, click on the link labeled Wednesday Gathering Audio Archive on the prayerfulgathering.com webpage. I'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible and correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. The Holy Bible, Isaiah. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light, and they dwell in the land of the shadow of death. Upon them hath the light shined. Thou hast multiplied the nation and not increased the joy. They joy before thee according to the joy in the harvest, and as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For thou hast brought the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder and the rod of his oppressor, as in the day of Midian. For every battle of the warrior is with confused noise and garments rolled in blood. But this shall be with burning and fuel of fire. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Revelation. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and the former things are passed away. And he sat upon the throne, said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. And I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. And I will be his God, and he shall be my son. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him, saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed, for I am the man under the authority, having soldiers unto me. And I say to this man, Go, and he goeth, and to another, Come, and he cometh, and to my servant, Do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled, and he said unto them that followed, Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great a faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you, that many shall come from the east and west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, and in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast unto the outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said unto the centurion, Go thy way. And as thou hast believed, so it be done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. And from Science and Health, the true logos is demonstrably Christian Science, the natural law of harmony which overcomes discord. To those leaning on the sustaining infinite, today is big with blessings. The wakeful shepherd beholds the first faint morning beams. Ere cometh the full radiance of a risen day, so shone the pale star to the prophet shepherds. Yet it traversed the night and came where In cradle obscurity lay the Bethlehem babe, the human herald of Christ's truth, who would make plain to benighted understanding the way of salvation through Christ Jesus. Till across a night of error should dawn the morning beams and shine the guiding star of being. The wise men were led to behold and to follow the day star of divine science, lighting the way to eternal harmony. Heaven, harmony, the reign of spirit, government by divine principle, spiritual bliss, the atmosphere of soul. To develop the full might of this science, the discords of corporeal sense must yield to the harmony of spiritual sense. Even as the science of music corrects false tones and gives sweet concord to sound. The union of the masculine and feminine qualities constitutes completeness. The masculine mind reaches a higher tone through certain elements of the feminine, while the feminine mind gains courage and strength through masculine qualities. These different elements conjoin naturally with each other, and their true harmony is in spiritual oneness. Both sexes should be loving, pure, tender, and strong. The attraction between native qualities will be perpetual only as it is pure and true, bringing sweet seasons of renewal like the returning of spring. New Jerusalem, divine science, the spiritual facts and harmony of the universe, the kingdom of heaven, or reign of harmony. Ignorance, like intentional wrong, is not science. Ignorance must be seen and corrected before we can attain harmony. Being is holiness, harmony, immortality. It is already proved that a knowledge of this, even in a small degree, will uplift the physical and moral standard of mortals, will increase longevity, will purify and elevate character. Kingdom of Heaven, the reign of harmony in divine science, the realm of unerring, eternal, and omnipotent mind, the atmosphere of spirit, where soul is supreme. Christian science removes these beliefs and hypotheses through the higher understanding of God for Christian science, resting on divine principle, not on material personalities. In its revelation of immortality, introduces the harmony of being. The ancient prophets gained their foresight from a spiritual incorporeal standpoint, not by foreshadowing evil and mistaking fact for fiction, predicting the future from a groundwork of corporeality and human belief. When sufficiently advanced in science to be in harmony with the truth of being, men become seers and prophets. Involuntarily controlled not by demons, spirits, or demigods, but by the one spirit, it is the prerogative of the ever-present divine mind and of thought, which is enraptured with this mind, to know the past, the present, and the future. Acquaintance with the science of being enables us to commune more largely with the divine mind, to foresee and foretell events which concern the universe's welfare, to be divinely inspired, yea, to reach the range of fetterless mind. The belief that spirit is finite as well as infinite, has darkened all history. In Christian science, spirit is a proper noun, is the name of the supreme being. It means quantity and quality and applies exclusively to God. The modifying derivatives of the word spirit refer only to the quality, not to God. Man is spiritual. He is not God, spirit. If man were spirit, then men would be spirits, gods. Finite spirit would be mortal, and this is the error embodied in the belief that infinite can be contained in the finite. This belief tends to becloud our apprehension of the kingdom of heaven and the reign of harmony of the science of being. Jesus taught but one God, one spirit, who makes man in the image and likeness of himself, of spirit, not of matter. Man reflects infinite truth, life, and love. The nature of man, thus understood, includes all that is implied by the terms image and likeness, as used in Scripture. Christian Science brings to the body the sunlight of truth, which invigorates and purifies. Christian Science acts as an alterative, neutralizing error with truth. It changes the secretions, expels humors, dissolves tumors, relaxes rigid muscles, restores carious bones to soundness. The effect of this science is to stir the mind to a change of base, on which may yield to the harmony of the divine mind. We apprehend life in divine science only as we live above corporeal sense and correct it. Our proportionate admission of claims of good or of evil determines the harmony of our existence, our health, our longevity, and our Christianity. Question: what is life? Answer: life is divine principle, mind, soul, spirit. Life is without beginning and without end. Eternity, not time, expresses the thought of life, and time is no part of eternity. One ceases in proportion as the other is recognized. Time is finite. Eternity is forever infinite. Life is neither in nor of matter. What is termed matter is unknown to spirit, which includes in itself all substance and eternal life. Matter is a human concept. Life is divine mind. Life is not limited. Death and finiteness are unknown to life. If life ever had a beginning, it would also have an ending. Love will finally mark the hour of harmony, and spiritualization will follow, for love is spirit. Harmony is the somethingness named truth. Harmony is produced by its principle, is controlled by it, and abides with it. Gladness to leave the false landmarks and joy to see them disappear, this disposition helps to precipitate the ultimate harmony. Therefore, in spirit, all is harmony, and there can be no discord. All is life, and there is no death. We cannot deny that life is self-sustained, and we should never deny the everlasting harmony of soul, simply because to the mortal senses there is seeming discord. It is our ignorance of God, the divine principle, which produces apparent discord, and the right understanding of Him restores harmony. Truth is affirmative and confers harmony. Christian Science, rightly understood, leads to eternal harmony. Let us banish sickness as an outlaw and abide in the rule of perpetual harmony, God's law. Question: what is God? Answer: God is incorporeal, divine, supreme, infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, love. Man is tributary to God, spirit, and to nothing else. God's being is infinitely freedom, harmony, and boundless bliss. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
For thine is the kingdom.